Hello! I have an announcement in this week's episode that's extremely timely. I'm hosting a giveaway. If you want to win a custom Counselor Click Arctic Tumbler mug to keep that counselor coffee hot while you drink it, listen up. You're currently listening to High School Counseling Conversations, but have you listened to my private podcast yet? It's called How to Kickstart Your Year as a High School Counselor, and it's filled with practical how-tos for back-to-school season. A ton of you have signed up for it, and I'm so pumped. So here is your assignment. I want you to take a screenshot of your favorite episode of the private podcast and share it to your Instagram story, or you could even do an Instagram post or a Facebook post if you don't have Instagram. But most importantly, be sure to tag me so that I can see it and count your entry. So this giveaway is going to go on for 1 week only. I'll announce the winner on Tuesday, August 2nd. I'll be on Instagram reminding you, and I'll be in your inbox reminding you too. But I would love to gift one of you with a Counselor Click travel mug. I'm obsessed with mine personally, and I wanted to pass on another one to one of you private podcast listeners for back to school season. If you're like, what is this private podcast of which you speak? Head to counselorclick.com/privatepod to get this special 3-episode podcast in your favorite podcast player. You get a unique listener link to unlock your access to this practical series to prep you for back to school. Sign up for the podcast, listen to it, and then screenshot your favorite episode and share it with the world. It's that easy. But also don't forget to tag me so I can enter you in the giveaway. And hopefully then I can announce you as the winner next Tuesday. High School Counseling Conversations is a podcast where we talk about exactly that, a casual potpourri of school counseling topics intended to grow us as school counselors, but also give us space to enjoy each other's company. I'm Lauren from Counselor Click, and I'm sharing my experiences and perspectives as a high school counselor. No topic is off limits, and I'm certain we'll cover it all. I'm your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. Whether you're just getting your feet wet as an intern or you're nearing retirement, you'll feel like you're just popping in to catch up with your school counseling bestie. Let's go. Let me start out by saying, here is your preface before we get into any of this. Your worth as a high school counselor is not defined by whether you do or do not do any of these things in this week's episode. That's how I feel about everything here, but especially this, as you're heading into back to school and it's like, what do I need? How do I need to be best prepared? These are just some ideas because high school counselors are often asking for these types of tips. People are moving from elementary to high school and they're wondering, like, what do I need to do? How do I need to prepare for back to school season? What do I need for my office? How do I decorate it? Where do I start? What do I need? And I am here to tell you, we're going to talk about the difference versus need and want. I really think that the cool part about all of this, the reassuring part, is that you don't need anything. If you've graduated from a master's program in school counseling or counselor education, whatever yours was, you are qualified to be a school counselor. You have the skill set, and you could do this job with nothing else other than your counseling skills. However, I think of it similarly as having a baby. You go through all of this prep work before you have a baby. And maybe I'm saying you. Maybe this is just me. You search Pinterest for ideas of how to decorate your nursery. You find packing lists for what to put in your hospital bag. You poll your friends on their favorite baby items. You meander the aisles of Bye Bye Baby because that just feels like the right thing to do. And you add things to a list in hope that people will get you for this baby. If you're an educator, you're doing similar things. You're dreaming of how to decorate your office and make it a welcoming space for your students. You're looking for checklists to prepare you for back to school. You're throwing everything in your cart at Target and you're creating an Amazon wish list. So it's literally like a parallel illustration. I did good on this one, right? After you have a baby or when you go to have a second baby, again, maybe just personal experience, you realize I'm actually very equipped for this with even just a few basics. If I have diapers, if I have wipes, if I have a place for the baby to sleep, we could survive. I will be good. However, there are a few things that you'll discover with each kid that are like luxury items that really do make your new baby life easier. Hit me up if you want that list of things because I am very passionate about those items that make your baby life easier. I digress. We're going to talk in this episode about a few of those things that will make your counselor life easier or just more enjoyable, and none of them are necessary. Hear me. But depending on what you're looking for support-wise, some of them could be really useful for you. So I want to make sure that we talk about them before we head into back-to-school season. These things are all just icing on the cake for this awesome high school counseling job that you are either stepping into or that you already have. I want you to use this episode to think through and maybe even separate what you need and what you want for your office and your program. Let's talk about your office first. You have to avoid the comparison game here. I love it. I love seeing pictures of everyone's offices, but it's really hard not to compare your office to others or idolize that perfect boho aesthetic or, you know, whatever your style is. Everyone's situations are different. You see one picture and this person has a classroom size office. And then you look over here and that person has an office that's a closet size under the stairs like Harry Potter. When we're thinking about our office, think about this question. Is it a place that you can do counseling where you can provide a safe and confidential space for the students that you are working with? Check. Perfect. Great. If not, it's time to advocate for that space. I know that real estate in a school is sometimes really hard to come by, but you do need an appropriate space to do your job. This means no sharing an office with anyone, though I've wanted to do that with some counselor friends of mine, you know, in theory, not actual practice. This means no hallway passing through the middle of your office for someone to get somewhere else. Like, you cannot have people walking through your office in the middle of a session. These things do not make sense for a counselor's office space. Next, you've got to make your office work for you. You don't have to have an extreme office makeover and get this place all glammed up the moment you moved in. Transform it slowly and let it work for you. Your space needs to be practical. I think in a high school, more than anywhere else, that this is really absolutely true. Do you need a filing cabinet to store file folders for all your students? Yes, probably. And they can be so ugly and take up so much space, but it's probably a non-negotiable once you get into it. And there are ways to make that prettier, so don't panic just yet. So maybe unlike an elementary school counselor who has a big old classroom space, like maybe you don't have the space to have a big beanbag chair in your tiny office or a whole couch for students to lay on. Some of you might, and that's awesome, but some of you don't, and you just have to work with what you have and make it work for you. From personal experience, the way I set up my office was really standard. I really don't think it was like anything out of the ordinary. I love change and I love, you know, shaking things up, but I honestly never move things around in my office once I got them set up. Like, your days are too crazy. I always talk about this, but I would have like a bulletin board up for more than 2 years because I couldn't find the time to go pull the things down and put something new up. Imagine the same for the office. I would never rearrange just because that's like nothing I would ever make a priority. I had my desk and my rolly chair, and then I had two other main chairs that like came with the school building on the other side of my desk. And then I had one fun pattern chair from Target that honestly wobbled a little and made adults really nervous when they plopped down in it, but I like how it looked in my office and it was another place to sit, so I kept it. I am not the most organized person, and so I do commend high school counselors who are. So I'm just here to tell you and be honest and transparent that my desk was constantly full of sticky notes and stacks of papers. So in terms of like things I needed in my office, it was really important for me to always have basic desk supplies flowing. Good pens that I liked writing with, sticky notes, washi tape to hang important reference sheets on my walls, like the bell schedule and phone numbers around the school. I needed a quality stapler. I needed tacks, highlighters, like all the office things, all that good stuff. I also loved having a basket of fidgets right there on my desk because even if a student wasn't sitting there using them, I would catch myself using them when I was on the phone. So it's something, a win-win for everyone, really. I'm taking a quick break from this episode to let you know, if you're looking for a resource to set you up on the right advocacy path as you start your year, grab this school counselor beginning of the year presentation. Anytime I haven't done it, I've regretted it, and here's why. The people need to know what you do. It seems simple because you know what you do, but your staff, like your teachers and your admin, they need to know. This presentation isn't editable, but it's customizable. You get to add in your own pictures and your own data, explaining to your stakeholders what school counselors do and what your program is all about. See everything that's inside and grab it for yourself at counselorclick.com/beginning. Now, back to the show. Well, how do you plan out what you're going to need? I'd say move slowly. This is the key for prepping your office and your program for back to school. Keep a running list of must-haves and the would nice to have list. I don't know how to say that better. That way, when you're sauntering through those Target aisles or mindlessly adding to your Amazon cart, you're not making impulse buys. You're investing in things that you have already thought about, that you know that you will use, and things that you know you'll need. If you're an experienced counselor, you know what sorts of practical things need replenishing in your office, and you'll have an idea of what now could make your life easier as a high school counselor now that you have a little bit of experience under your belt. I remember my district gave all staff a stipend each summer to spend, like you turn in the receipts, of course. And the first year, I felt like I blew through that money so easily. There was a ton that I felt like I needed to just get situated in my office and get all the essentials in place. And then each year after that, I was like, oh, wow, this money is nice. And I gave myself more time to spend it. Like, I would spend it all the way through December, like the deadline that they gave us, versus letting it immediately burn a hole in my pocket. And after that first year of spending, it was, what would help me be a better counselor? What would help me serve my students better? What would I like to add to my comprehensive program if I only had the money? Mind you, it was a bit of money, but I wanted to think through it wisely. Depending on how your school lets you spend that money, like they might have some limitations on it or some guidelines that you have to spend it in a certain area or on certain things or within a certain timeline, if you get to be creative or flexible with it, you could potentially spend it on PD opportunities or the resources that we talked about back in episode 29, the one, remember, where to find relevant high school counseling PD, or you can think outside of that box too. I have so many resources to help you here with your back to school prep. Some are available right now and some are coming. In terms of office, since that's what this episode is about, office and program prep, I have an Amazon storefront with things organized into categories that I just think would be helpful for you to scroll through. I'll link that in the show notes. You can always bookmark this and come back to it. I think it just gives you some good starting places, some good starting ideas of things you might want to get for your office. And remember, you don't need these things to be a rockstar counselor. If you're looking for free support right now, I've got a bajillion blog posts over on my website. You've got this podcast, High School Counseling Conversations, and then there's that private back-to-school podcast, How to Kickstart Your Year as a High School Counselor. Like, that's free too. I also will have a temporary pop-up Facebook group. It's opening in 2 weeks that you can head over and request to join right now. Doors will open to that in 2 weeks, and that'll be filled with other high school counselors just like yourself getting ready to kickstart this year. In a couple more weeks, you'll hear more about a free live workshop I have coming up with a special planning bonus that's not available anywhere else, and you get it for free just by showing up. It's an editable high school counseling curriculum map that you can either have your whole year planned out for you by me, or you can use that as a framework to build your year. It's editable, customizable, and I'll tell you more about that soon. But I just wanted to let you know that it's on the horizon because people are asking, like, how do I very specifically plan my program for the year? And then, of course, as you know, I have a TPT store full of high school counseling resources for you to energize your high school counseling program, because you know that when you're actually doing real life counseling, like the job you signed up for in the first place, you are going to be guaranteed to love your job again, if not more than you already do. Okay, I know that was so much. That was a lot. I just want to tell you about all the goodness coming your way so you can know that there is any and every support you could need at any level to help you move forward and help yourself as you go into this school year. I can't wait to walk alongside you and cheer you on as you head into your best year yet. Remember, when you're done listening to this today, head over to counselorclick.com/privatepod if you haven't signed up for the private podcast. And then from there, screenshot your favorite episode and tag me on your Instagram story or on Instagram. And then you can be entered to win that Counselor Click Arctic mug. I can't wait to give one of these away to one of you listeners on Tuesday, August 2nd. See you next week. Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All of the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Send me a DM at counselorclick. That's CLIQUE. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.